Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic host and guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you from the waterfall capital of the world, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Now, we are going to be bringing forth our lovely travel guru from Norway, Pita Panos, will be joining us a little bit later, where in each broadcast, she will be showcasing a different fabulous destination for soul travel, sacred sites, vortexes, and exploring magical places worldwide. She's from spiritualquestjourneys.com. And we're so delighted to have you join us today for this yummy awakening, magical cosmic hour where we're going to enjoy the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness while expanding the collective consciousness with amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece you were created to be. Now, this exotic orgasmic hour is going to be brought to you by spiritualquestjourneys.com, where when you invest in spiritual travel, you always come back richer. Melissasallo.com for a healthier and happier you. And myself, charlottesivak.com. So you can check out all the services that I offer, including soul readings, medical intuition, quantum healing, physics, psychic readings, holographic journeys, Akashic records, and all this amazing stuff. So please visit me at charlottesivak.com or drop me an email to set up a time for a session. So we are... Today is one of those days that is those destiny gateways. And it's a really fantastic wild card lineup of a show today that we have for you. It is truly a Stargate type of a show. As we plan this moment to moment, we're going to definitely spark your creativity while we infuse you with infinite possibilities, all the while awakening the magical divine essence of your child, inner child. So let's dare to be and risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy. And as we were saying to you, today really is one of those Stargate shows. And we have such a cool guest coming on. I'm so happy that we were able to get her to come on. She'll be joining us in a few minutes. It's Kathy Belisky from Hawaii. She's just phenomenal. And if there wasn't a day that this could have worked out any better, this would be it. Because we are today, as it is the 29th of April, is just working through the energies of the Uranus-Pluto square. And we're having this alignment that has connected in this intense month of April. We've all been feeling like we're just processing and just basically going through some major, major transformations right down to our solar levels. I mean, that grand cross that we just experienced, that we're all at the 13 degrees, is nothing short of mind-blowing how it has affected everybody down to the core, but also bringing forth all of the past lives and reclaiming our power and our energy to be aligned in divine sacred union. And with this Stargate of a show being on right on the cusp, the gate of the Uranus-Pluto square, this is the fifth one that's happening in a series of seven between 2012 and 2015. And the last time that we had this specific alignment was in 1933 when Hitler had come to power. So it's really interesting to note how, of course, at that time, that how the energies had shifted. And of course, there was a huge quantum leap in that period, as Hitler was the first person to actually use media or really create propaganda and conspiracy on a media type of a level. And now here we are, what, 80 years later, where we are experiencing absolute transformation, but releasing out of the shadow, out of the illusion. And yes, we're correcting some of the wrongs, but we're embracing our shadow. And a lot of this show today is really going to be more about, I think, spiritual conspiracy and transformation than anything else, because we are reclaiming all the knowledge that's been hidden. There's been the secret societies that have been around for thousands of years that have hidden a lot of this vast amount of knowledge, either to protect it or use it for themselves, for their own personal gain. And over the course of the last few decades, we have been experiencing many people, as they reclaim their power, also reclaim the knowledge that is basically ours for everybody. And Kathy is one of these people that has done some unbelievable prayers, removals, curse removals, energy shiftings, delving into this darkness, this shadow aspect, and really helping the collective conscious on a planetary level to shift this energy so that we can really pass through these veils, the dimensional veils, and to really step into our full voltage of power where we're whole, we're wholly on both our sides, our dark side and our light side. As of course, you can't just be all light, you have to honor both. And as you honor both, you become whole. So it is such an honor to have her join us today. And it's so funny because we've tried to have her on the show before and always some technical glitch would happen and it just wasn't working out. And now we understand why, of course, in the divine reveal and orchestration of the ways the synchronicity of the universe is, of course she would have to come on today of all days when we're experiencing one of the most powerful alignments of the year. So just before we bring her on, I just want to give you a little bit of a background on her and give you a bit about her bio. It is just an unbelievably interesting bio, and we have so much to talk about with it and so many grounds to cover. We have so many questions that we have for her. Kathy Belisky is an entrepreneur whose crystal business has taken her all over the globe over these past 30 years on her own spiritual path. Now, she actually lives in, and I'm going to say this wrong, Honoka, Hawaii, and she's been writing power prayers for over 30 years. She now has a free pain and stress release center, Rock Shop, in Hawaii, where Kathy offers these services to all who come to her store in need. She is also apt at energy balancing, curse removals, removing pain and stress with angel light healing tools, which she manufactures and distributes worldwide, and shamanic soul retrievals. These spiritual services are offered to all in need for free. Donations are happily accepted. Now, Kathy is also available for metaphysical rock and gem exhibits, lectures where she explains the esoteric healing properties of the rocks, the crystals, and the angel light, which is mined from South America, that she was allowed to discover the healing properties of and create some very special healing tools for us to all use. She also teaches anyone interested in how to use pain away or take pain away with angel light and divine love. Her curse removal energy balancing techniques has taught shamanic soul retrieval classes. Kathy is a one-stop spiritual shop. She has also done much spiritual work with Roseanne Barr on Roseanne's Los Angeles radio show, as well as appearing on her reality show, Roseanne's Nuts. You can find two of Kathy's prayers she did with Roseanne on YouTube. And that's actually how I was introduced to her quite a few years ago, and one of my friends sent me that specific YouTube, and it was unbelievable. So to have her here today is just such an honor. She has also, you can find many of Kathy's power prayers on Roseanne's website, Roseanne's World. Roseanne calls Kathy a master prayer writer. She is also a guest hosted for Roseanne Barr's radio show, as well as appeared on The Truth Denied with Roxy Lopez. Kathy is also the caretaker, going over 20 years, of the largest crystal in Hawaii, a 1,000-pound Alestial Smoky Quartz Earthkeeper crystal. So if you visit Kathy's store on the Big Island of Hawaii, you may want to hug this crystal. She is also the caretaker of a 650-pound Earthkeeper Alestial Quartz Crystal that looks like a turtle. Both are on display to touch and hug at her store in Kathy's Angelite Crystal Miracles and Joy. And we'll give you the website, which is angelite.om.com, so that you can check it out when you're in Hawaii. You can go by her store. Her store is open 7 days with spontaneous days off to go dolphin swimming. And just give her a call to make sure that she's there. Walk-in healings are welcome. Soul retrieval by appointment. She's available. And also, too, she has her own radio show called the Quantum Leap Light Radio Show every Tuesday from 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So we have, that's a lot to say. It's just an incredible, well, if you want to call it resume, but just a really mind-blowing amazing bio with all the work that she's done, all that she has gifted, and the amazing prayers that she has written. We are so going to ask her to, you know, later in the show, please be able to join us in being able to bring one of those forward. So without further ado, we welcome you, Kathy. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, good morning, Charlotte. I have to say, you never told me that this was going to be an orgasmic morning.
Well, hey, man, when you're in the divine flow, what the hell? Isn't that how we're supposed to be living?
I know, but for me, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, which is good. Morning orgasms are good, are they not? Okay.
They keep you going all day.
Okay, I'm in.
And
if everybody asks me, why am I smiling so much? I'm just going to think of your show.
Well, there are other, yeah. Well, we are so honored to provide you with your first orgasm of the day.
Okay, thank you.
I think it's all about
it'll be a first on radio. Sorry.
Well, you know, we're reclaiming that tantric quantum tantra relationship now too. So it's definitely an energy we want to go forth and prosper with.
All right, you all, what happens when two goddesses get together? You're hearing it. Well, I have to agree with you. April certainly has been a rear kicker. That's all I can say.
I said a beep.
I'm on radio. I use the R word instead of the A word. I'm getting good.
Yeah, this has definitely been one of those life-altering months, starting with that blood moon, which really delved into that whole aspect of reclaiming the shadow aspects from all the dark sisterhoods and brotherhoods and balancing out some extremely intense energies. And it's just really amazing how, even too, like I've been seeing with all the transformations through with my own clients, my own practice too, how everything is just completely realigning itself. It's just been absolutely mind-blowing. And with those eclipses and that cardinal cross at the 13th degree, you want to talk about just everything completely shifting in literally, like, I want to say a breakthrough. We are experiencing a breakthrough, not a breakdown. And that's what a lot of people get confused with. So
I was talking to a friend yesterday about this, and just bringing to people's awareness that this is also a time to go and connect with those people that are very, very ill. Because with all these eclipses, this is a time where if they want to check out and leave the planet, they can and they will. Also, if you know somebody who is having a drug addiction problem, this is very, very intense for them also, because it's going to bring up those challenges.
Wow. And, you know, that's, and I mean, it is a good thing. But so many people don't see it like that because nobody wants to experience that either that pain or that grief. But it's not that we're advertising that it's a good thing, but at least it lets you know that you're aware, and it lets you become more aware of where the issue is. And instead of denying that pain, instead of looking into it, embracing it, and taking ownership and responsibility, it's so incredible how you dissolve the pain, shift and transmute that energy back to love, and your whole life transforms. All these incredible new opportunities arise.
Absolutely.
But that's the thing that most people are afraid of, the what if, the unknown, and the fear.
So, it also, I think it's very important to have a support group, you know, like your family that understands. You know, if you're having an alcohol or a drug addiction problem, you know, you've got to give these people more attention and be a little bit more understanding if they do slip and fall. And, you know, I'm talking from personal experience here and what I've recently gone through with some friends of mine. And it just brought everything up to a head. It was very ugly, but it was also a good situation where the outcome ended up in a very positive way for at least one of the two partners in the crime that they did. And I'm not going to go, you know, really explain it other than, you know, you have to have more compassion during this time for people.
You know, it's funny you say that about family, because I read a quote somewhere just a few days ago that really made me laugh. And it said, if you think you're enlightened, go and spend a week with your family.
So. Oh, I love that one. I use it all the time. I say, you know, if you think you got it together, yeah, go spend a day or two with your family. And there's nothing like family to push your buttons.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in my status today for Facebook.
And they do it well, don't they? It's like they were born to do that.
So how did you get into this? How did this all start for you? What is, if you can say, maybe if there was that one defining moment or that one spot where you just were like, okay, this is my path? Or was it like a series of things that led you to it?
I like to say I had 28 years of...
How did you end up with a 1,000-pound crystal?
Well, it's destiny.
Good answer.
Okay. But I like to say I had 28 years of unconscious bliss. And then when I awoke, it was over. You know, I was on my path. I didn't even know or admitted till I was in my 50s that I'm a shaman. Oh, I hate labels. What's in a label, right?
Yeah, no kidding. The label whore.
I'm a label dropper. All right. and I've been tested very heavily throughout the years, I have to say, because when you're a teacher, it ain't easy. And when, you know, now that I'm 61 and I can look back on my life, I can go, oh, I've been on a path of a shaman since I've been 12, which is when my mother died. And, you know, that changed my whole life. Absolutely. So throughout the years, I actually, my first business by myself, I started a crystal business. And it was called Crystals on Wheels. And I drove a van around all over the place. And I think that was a big test again on Spirit's part to see whether or not I can retain my balance being around a lot of crystals. So I could actually be around an earth keeper, which is what I have, my 1,000-pound crystal. And it's not easy being around those. I've seen many people go a little crazy off balance because crystals will amplify where you're at. And, you know, if you're not balanced, it isn't pretty.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So how did you get into writing these incredible prayers?
How did I get started writing them?
Yeah.
When I awoke spiritually, Spirit put me in a group that started doing light work from an Alice Bailey group. So I've been doing light circles for 30 years.
Wow.
And, you know, this was all in training to do what I'm doing now. And then after I met my ex-husband, because I would do a lot of my stuff, and I still do, it's all verbal. I remember, you know, trained priestess, go figure. But don't ask me to remember names, okay, because it's not happening. I can remember light work. Okay, but what's important? Okay, so, you know, we've been trained many, many lifetimes. And, oh my God, I think I lost my train of thought. Brain bubble.
No worries.
Oh, yes, ex-husband, that's why. Then I met my ex-husband, and we would do, got married, of course, and we would do light work together, and we would sit down and do a circle, and we would take turns, and he couldn't remember, and I'm thinking, God, you know, duh, not everybody can remember what I say. This isn't easy for everybody. So we started writing it down, and it just developed over the years that this is what I write now. Go figure. Like I said, I never thought I would be doing this.
That is really incredible. What really blows my mind too, especially because we were talking earlier about spiritual conspiracy, is how you got into like writing and bringing some of these really things that need to be illuminated within the consciousness of the planet, like the Bankster gangsters and the all the different changes and everything that's been hidden. It's amazing. I mean, I've seen some pretty amazing activations and prayers, but yours are like right to the right to the quick, which really help you to have a better understanding and really be able to, you can feel the energy change instantaneously. So,
Spirit writes through me. Whoever my ghostwriters are really rock. You know, but they make me study before I write a prayer. When I wrote the prayer to cut the Catholic Church from its satanic hold on the planet, I had to study for a month, you know, on that one. And talk about listening to lectures over and over. And you know, there comes a point like, oh, my God, okay, I've got it. Let's just do this. And so it gets out of my brain, okay?
Wow.
But I just can't sit and, you know, and channel. Well, now I can, depending on what it is. But, you know, when I had to write the prayer to cut skull and bones and the secret societies. All right, I'm here. Okay, we are both spiritual warrior goddesses. All right, I like to say this is not my lifetime. I am here to help spirit, to help the planet quantum leap into enlightenment. And for me, in order to do that, you know, I had to look and say, okay, what's holding the planet back? And then you realize that Satan and people that do satanic work and black magic are holding the planet back. And when you start addressing it, you know, their magic really starts to crumble, and it's because we've not really given them attention in any lifetime. They've been hidden, and the veils now are crumbling. I mean, my God, I've been doing this for 30 darn years, so I'd like to say it's
really
finally
giving,
you know, yay, you know, bells and whistles, but yeah. I do see things. And when I started putting my prayers on Facebook 4 years ago, oh my God, Charlotte, you should have heard the comments. It's like, what in the frig are you writing? You know, what is this? Yeah, I like to say I'm so way out there on the edge that, you know, people support me just to be glad that they're not me.
You know what? I completely understand. But it's such incredible stuff. I mean, because even to the video that I saw, the one that you did the prayer with Roseanne, that one was unbelievable as well, too, where clearing it, I think it was clearing and bringing in all the light workers from all the different dimensions and galaxies. I just remember how mind-blowing that entire video was. It was just incredible.
That was a prayer I wrote to quantum leap the world into enlightenment. And I also co-wrote it with a wonderful man, Dr. James Wong in China. Excuse me. And it is, I have to say, you know, I like writing with people because, you know, people bring in so many different new dimensions and they help you expand. Mm-hmm. But it's a prayer to help us remember what we are going to become and what we're becoming.
Amazing. And now you live in Hawaii. Tell us about that. Tell us about your store.
Oh, can we say paradise? Oh, my God. All right, we'll start with paradise. This is Hawaii. I live on the big island, you know, on the one with the active volcano, and except I live on the north side, and I have a lovely shop in Honoka'a, and you said that right, and it's Kathy's Angelite Crystals, Miracles, and Joy, and if you think that's long, you should hear some of the Hawaiian names, okay? And anybody who comes in, I do free pain and stress release with my Angelite. I do curse removal, soul retrievals, and you know, if they go on YouTube, I've done a lot of the curse removal soul retrievals on YouTube so they can experience that shamanic work.
That's amazing.
But yeah, doing it with Roseanne Barr was a little trippy, I have to say. And you know, it gets out there. I'm really honored to be able to have and get some light work out on that level. And so I actually know Roseanne Barr on a spiritual level and a side that nobody else sees or very rarely sees.
Yeah, that's amazing. When I first saw that video, I was so shocked that she was so open to this, because she was the last person on the planet I thought would be. And I'm glad she was, because if she wasn't, I never would have been led to you. So it's really amazing.
You know, it's a time, though, that I think it's in why you're doing your show, I'm sure, to help people awaken and reconnect to the Creator. And to do that, you know, it really helps to, like the curse removal energy balancing that we're going to do. Wow. Is there a little bit of noise? Do you hear?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. But I didn't know. It sounded like outside. Okay.
Well, without further ado, we really, I think, should get into that space and. Would you be open to doing that for us?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
And what's really more fun is the more people that listen and connect, the stronger the energy it is.
Amazing.
Well, oh, I'm such an energy addict, you know, do it on radio. Oh, yeah.
That's even better. Well, let us. How about this? I'll do the opener, like setting up the space, and then we'll turn it over to you and you can take and fly off with it. How about that?
Oh, beautiful.
All right. So let's all get into a comfortable receiving position. Try to make sure that your spinal column is straight so that you can allow the energy to flow through you. Take a deep breath. Inhale through the nose and exhale. And for all the ladies listening to this at this time, bring your focus and awareness to your second chakra. And for all the gentlemen, bring it to the first, which is at the base of the spine. And see a tube of light, the width of your body, going into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We also call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels, the Mahatma, the Elohim. We also invoke the mighty I Am presence, inviting our soul extensions and our monads should they wish to join us. And as you take a deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, begin to feel the pulsation and the energy as the Earth Mother sends up her beautiful radiant red energy, revitalizing, recharging you as it flows through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine, flowing upwards, filling every organ and tissue full of light. And begin to feel the cosmic energies of the cosmic Kundalini from the solar sun, as this beautiful golden luminescent light flows downwards into your crown chakra, the top of your skull, bringing with it all the fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries in accordance with your resonance. And feel the energy as it travels toward the heart. Mixing, merging, and blending these two cosmic energies, the Earth and the cosmic Kundalini. Feeling these two divine currents flowing through you and around you. Feel the revitalization. And as you bring your energy back, seeing this balancing of the two united at the heart center, feel it flowing upwards towards your throat, where it splits into three different directions, flowing out each individual fingertip, expanding your healing abilities, and flowing upwards like a geyser towards your crown chakra, where it comes out like a water fountain. And feeling the clarity, a greater sense of peace, Bring your focus and awareness back to your heart center. As we welcome Kathy in to guide us through from here forth.
All right, so take a deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine it going through the violet flame back to God, and you start filling up with your divine essence. So I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God, coming into your crown chakra, and allow it to go out your third eye. And now allow that divine energy to flow down farther and come out of your throat chakra. And now let it flow down even farther and let it flow out of your heart chakra. And now let that divine healing energy flow out of your solar plexus. And now flow down and come out of your belly button. Let it flow down even farther and now come out of your root chakra. And now allow all that divine energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Let it flow down your arms and out your hands and feel it flow down your spine. So now I want you to take one more deep breath, and this time as you exhale, imagine yourself releasing everything left in your body that no longer serves you. And as you exhale, it again goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. As you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. Whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you, gently like an onion skin, it goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you, gently like an onion skin, it goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Close hair picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all the unwanted energy back to God, fill them up with love, and we command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, or dark witchcraft. So I want the stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately filling up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all the unwanted energy back to God, and you keep filling up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. and is all the unwanted energy that's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you is also gently peeled off of you. Like an onion skin, we send it through the violet flame back to God, and you keep filling up with more of your divine essence. So if there's anybody out there directing any kind of dark magic or dark energy or anger at you, we're going to ask them to stop. Because if they're doing it to you, they're doing it to other people. And if they choose to continue doing their dark work, which is their free will, I call to their higher self and their guardian angel to put them in a position of total and complete harmlessness now. I surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do their dark work, that energy stays contained in this bubble of mirror. I also put the violet flame in this bubble to transmute any of that dark energy so they have no forward movement on. And this bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. Now, I also call to your higher self, and I ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, and that it's in activation now. All right, so now I want everyone to, as you gently breathe, and I don't want you to hyperventilate, feel the earth energy now come up your feet, your legs, and feel yourself now becoming grounded, becoming very centered, very clear-headed. And with every breath, you're feeling more of this earth energy come up, and you're becoming even more grounded, more centered, more clear-headed. Now, after the show, if you're still feeling a little high, and it's not because of any drugs you've done, I want you to ground some more and go hug a tree if you can, and if it's not too cold, go put your hands on the tree. Imagine yourself sending all your excess energy into the tree, and do that for about a minute. And then ask the tree to send you energy back, and boom, you'll immediately ground. If you can't do that, you know, go take a nice relaxing bath or go eat. All right, Charlotte, we're done.
All right, we call to the mighty I Am Presence and ask to spin the inner Merkaba to the right, the outer Merkaba to the left, to help to ground, solidify, and anchor all these energies that have been called forth and anchored at this time. And we also request to transfer any of these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension on this planet. And so it is.
So be it.
Wow, that was amazing. And what an incredibly divine time, destiny, whatever you want to call it, that you would do it today on the Uranus-Pluto square. I love it.
Hey, we call that unconscious competence.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, you want to find out more about Kathy, you can visit her at angellightom.com. If you're in Hawaii, you got to stop by her place. And what is your, I was going to say Facebook, but they got your website, and that's more important. So
you can even call me over the phone and at my store from 11 to 4 Hawaiian time. And that's 808-775-9400. Or you can get my website at www.angellightom.com. That's angellightom.com.
Perfect. That was amazing. And you have many of these amazing prayers, too, that if you're interested to see what else she does, which you definitely want to take a look, or even check out that YouTube video with her and Roseanne, I highly recommend that you do that. So, again, just visit your website at angellightom.com. And, Kathy, would you stay with us while we bring on Pita Panos, our travel guru all the way from Norway, who's joining us, showcasing some fabulous destination this today?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Pita, are you there with us?
I am, Charlotte. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty groovy. I mean, I was going to say, when Kathy was talking about how if you're feeling high because... you know, it's not from the drugs you took, but from this meditation, I thought, oh, no, it's from the orgasm you're experiencing from.
That's good.
Yeah, and Kathy, I must just tell you that firstly, you live in one of my most favorite places in the world on Big Island. And I've been there a number of times to some of the dolphins there, and it's just so incredibly special. And I just loved your meditation today. Your prayer was so beautiful.
Thank you.
It was really, really lovely. And Charlotte, from what you were saying earlier, I'm so happy to hear that this time's all about breakthrough and not breakdown.
Yeah. It's perception.
But it's so fitting for today, because today the incredible destination that I'm going to be putting the spotlight on is Peru and Bolivia. And and this particular journey is so much about the inner journey, just as much as it's about the outer journey. So that's always wonderful. Our journey is going to be running from the 15th to the 29th of August. And the key focus is exploring the Andean Master Path, which is the wisdom path of the ancestors, and also a union between heart and mind. As we know, the Andes is now one of the greatest cultural and spiritual centers on our planet. And so it's the perfect backdrop, as I was saying earlier, for this intense and profound inner journey, as well as obviously a wonderful physical tourism journey. I think that what it really sets this journey apart from any others on offer to Peru and Bolivia is that there are four exceptional journey leaders to support and encourage and also facilitate your inner journey. Firstly, our local guide, Malku, is world famous. He's an indigenous guide who is literally the foremost expert on the sacred Andean tradition. He's co-authored and authored a number of books, and all of those have earned him well-deserved recognition and fame. And his discoveries are literally taught by most of the other local guides in the sites themselves. His latest book is called Inca Power Solar Initiations. And in this book, he actually reveals a lot of the important secrets of the old initiations that were done in the old temples, palaces, and cities. He's written many others as well, including one on Machu Picchu itself, which is called Machu Picchu Forever, City of Pilgrims. So if you're interested in the Andean tradition and in Peru, you've probably come across Malku at one time or another. He travels the world doing talks, presenting his books, etc. And of course, you could certainly find him on Facebook as well. So we're delighted that he's our local guide on this journey. Our second journey leader is Linda Jordan. She's from South Africa, a fellow South African. I actually met Linda on a pilgrimage around Glastonbury, Avebury, and Stonehenge. I think it was in about 2006. So we've remained good friends ever since. And Linda has been traveling to Peru for many years. And she was actually initiated as an Andean shaman in 2009. So currently she lives in Cape Town still. She travels to Peru a couple of times a year. And when she's working in South Africa, she practices as a shaman, mentor and teacher of the sacred Andean tradition. She also works as a traditional healer, a spiritual counselor, metaphysical teacher. She also gives the Munaki rites and also is a facilitator of the Laterian Institute attunements. So she's a wonderful, wonderful lady and certainly a joy to travel with. And then we have two people that are that actually, Charlotte, were recently on your show in March. It's Tamara Veach and Renee DeFazio, the award-winning authors of One Great Year. If you haven't read it, Charlotte and I have both read it. It is honestly a fantastic read. And if you haven't read it and planning to travel on the journey, both Tamara and Renee have very kindly offered every participant a free autographed copy of the book, and definitely worth reading it before you travel, because, of course, One Great Year is set in the sacred sites of Bolivia, Peru, Greece, Egypt, and Mongolia. And so to have them on the journey, sharing their knowledge and their research, is going to make for some very interesting dinner time conversation, I have no doubt. So it'll be incredibly exciting a lineup in terms of journey leaders. And of course, between Tamara, Renee, Malku and Linda, the facilitation will happen at each site. Malku will lead the group through the various shamanic ceremonies, meditations, offerings and rituals. And then as well as sharing a lot of secret information at the sites themselves. And this being backed up with Linda and Renee and Tamara, I think it makes for an incredible journey. In addition, I just wanted to mention, in addition to the autographed book for each participant, I'll be offering and including a free intuitive soul reading, which is valued at $120 for each participant before they travel on the journey to help assist in preparing them for what will be coming, not so much from the outer perspective, because of course all of that preparation is done too, but very much for their own inner journey to prepare and be ready for what's to come on the tour itself. So the 15-day itinerary covers all of the hotspots, of course. It spends two nights in Lima, where you'll fly into, and from there you visit sites like Pachamac. There's two nights in the Urubamba Valley, which is also known as the Sacred Valley. And then from there you visit Chinchero Ruins and Ollantaytambo. You'll spend one night in Aguas Calientes, which is the town closest to Machu Picchu, and of course Machu Picchu itself, which is definitely one of the highlights, where we've arranged that you'll definitely have ample time to explore the Crystal City. Obviously to learn about the sites with Malku and Linda, Tamara and Renee, and then spend some alone time just soaking in the atmosphere and doing personal meditations, etc. Then four nights in Cusco. This is known as the navel of Peru, and from here you visit Taipan and Sacsayhuaman. Three nights in Puno, which is close to Lake Titicaca on the Peruvian side, and actually one night at Lake Titicaca in Bolivia, where you go and visit Tiwanaku, which of course is an incredible site in itself. Also one night on Amantani Island on the Peruvian side of Lake Titicaca. And I think that this, again, will be one of the highlights of the tour. It's a fairly small island. There's not much infrastructure there. And you actually get to spend the day and the night with the local families on the island. You share their food and stay with the families in their homes overnight. So similar to Egypt, the rocks at most of the sites have been cut with absolute precision, suggesting that advanced technology was used. And then, of course, one has to ponder how the rocks were moved to the sites themselves before building the incredibly precise structures. So from the perspective of trying to understand the technology of why and how these sites were built, this is an incredible destination. So if you're looking for more destination, more detail on the journey or the destination, please visit spiritualquestjourneys.com, or you can send me an email on peter@spiritualquestjourneys.com. And remember that when you invest in spiritual travel, you always get back richer.
Well, fantastic. That sounds like an incredible journey.
Absolutely. It's. I think it's going to be so special and so unique because of the sites visited and because, of course, the journey leaders are sensational.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it's a really incredible time. So hopefully those listening here today, we're going to find a few people that would love to go on that journey. And, of course, you definitely want to read that book, One Great Year. It's absolutely mind-blowing. So thank you so much for that, Peter Panels from spiritualquestjourneys.com. And Kathy, we can't thank you enough for being with us and leading us through that really magnificent prayer. That was just incredible. And again, when people want to join us or come into Hawaii, they want to come and check you out at your fabulous store. We never got it. You got to give us quickly just before we leave. How did you end up with a 1,000-pound crystal?
Destiny. Yes. Oh, I ended up with a rock shop in California. The guy that brought in these big crystals lived 30 miles away. This was one of his small ones, and it was filled with iron, so he figured he could sell it at a bargain, and it was very expensive back then. He worked out a payment plan. God made sure we had money out of the bank every time the payment was due, and I got it in the divorce war.
Wow.
He got his tools, I got mine.
Amazing. Just amazing. We wish you all the best. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, you can find more about Kathy Bilisky at angellightom.com. And thank you so much for being with us here today on such an incredible cosmic destiny gateway.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And Peta, that trip sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Possibly come join us.
Who knows? Miracles are us, right?
Exactly. The power of three.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Wishing you all magical days. And, of course, we can't forget the nights. Full of cosmic ecstasy with infinite aloha blessings.
A harmonic new octave has arrived, so why not join us on Alternative Tuesdays at 2 p.m. PST for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.